Albany without a CD. We have a particular aversion to the concept, or?
I think they're kind of hokey. I mean, it's a passing fancy. I certainly don't care about it.
I've noticed more and more cars that no longer have the place where you screw on the antenna, and the antenna is off, so apparently...
Well, people steal them, but, you know, apparently that's easy to take on and off.
I think they're just getting tired of them. Okay, if you were talking about the old days, when everything was supposedly better than it is now, you might lean back and say, when were the good old days?
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
When were the good old days? Gosh. I don't know. I think my good old days probably were in the 50s. And I have some fond memories, certainly. When I was in high school in Jacksonville, and to a certain extent in college, my first few years of college. But, what scares the hell out of me is that today, now, are going to be the good old days a few years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrifying.
That's interesting because you see that.
Sure.
You do. I mean, I look back on the 50s and I don't think that they were particularly great. We didn't like guys in leather jackets like Fonzie.
Well, I was, I was...
You were a babe.
Sure, I was, I was, 11 years old in 1959 even, so... I don't know. I didn't know any better. Things were good then, I guess. That's when you believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and, the Tooth Fairy and all the rest of it.
Did you ever believe in Santa Claus?
Sure. I sure did.
Did you get Christmas presents?
He stopped by. We didn't really, they weren't really called Christmas presents. They were called Santa Claus. We didn't have Christmas, we had Santa Claus. There was no tree, obviously, but he came by. He left a few goodies around the piano.
That's interesting because you were probably a member of the tiniest minority in Albany.
Well, it was, I certainly was very much aware that I was Jewish, but I was also aware that Santa Claus was an integral part of that season of the year. I guess my parents wanted me to feel neglected.
Right.
Of course, I had my Hanukkah 8 nights, so.
So you had, you had both ways.
Sure.
That was a pretty good deal. I think this tape is running out.